I was the editor of American Heritage for a number of years, and I love choosing pictures for books. And so it was a privilege to go through the thousands of pictures that were in the show and a lot that were not, and pick ones that I thought amplified the story and allowed us to present a pretty unflinching view. That was one of the things we set out to do. And I'm glad to say that veterans who have seen it have thanked us for not producing a John Wayne romanticized version. It's a grim business, and it's grim in the book, too.
I want to talk about two pictures that frame the book, pretty much. The first is the picture on the cover of the book.
Well, there is a good story connected to that. He is a stretcher bearer, Marine stretcher bearer, who has clearly been to hell and back. You can see it in his eyes, photographed in action on Saipan. And he's anonymous. We don't know who he is. This picture appeared on a poster before the book was finished or the film was finished. And somebody wrote to Ken to say that it was their uncle and that he had died in the 50s. He had never really sort of recovered psychologically from the war, and he died young. But he had always had in his trunk this picture with a note on, I think, saying, "This is me." And everybody in the family had copies of the picture, which appeared in Life. And they were all absolutely convinced it was their uncle. So we wrote to them and said, "Could you send us another picture of your uncle?" Because I wanted to write a caption for the jacket on the book. And they wrote back, and they had the picture all wrapped and ready to send. And it was quite clearly that it is their uncle, or at least seems plausible that it was. And then they said, "You know, we've decided as a family not to send it to you and ask you not to use his name because we want him to stand for all the guys that won that war." Mm. That says something for that generation, I think.
And the other picture is the picture of the soldiers at Okinawa when they hear that the war in Europe has ended. That is such a haunting picture. Their faces are almost blank.
They don't care. They're pleased, I think, that the Germans got beaten, but it had nothing to do with their war in the Pacific, and they faced the assault on Japan, which was going to kill tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of them, and would also have killed possibly millions of Japanese civilians. And they just continue to have a job to do, to take Okinawa and then get ready to go for the mainland. And it is, I agree with you, it is a strangely haunting thing, because the whole country was celebrating, but not those people. They knew what was coming.